Today on Seculo, it's been exposed. The Biden-Harris TSA is targeting our colleague, Tulsi Gabbard.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, folks, welcome to Seculo. So if you heard that in the tease that the Biden-Harris TSA is targeting Tulsi Gabbard, you might have seen some of these reports that have been online. Matt Taibbi did a big piece on that as well. But a lot of this, again, has been online. And, of course, you know Tulsi Gabbard is a colleague of ours at the American Center for Law and Justice and here on the Seculo broadcast. She will be joining us live today to talk about how she learned she was part of this Quiet Skies program, the Quad S designation, not just randomly on one of her plane tickets. And by the way, folks, occasionally that happens where it's just random and you get the 45 minutes of extra security. It's called secondary security screening selection. But when it's on every one of your tickets for a matter of, you know, weeks or months, something different has happened. And that, again, there are whistleblowers involved. Tristan Levitt from Empower Oversight will be joining us. You know we've worked with him on those FBI whistleblowers that we are still working on to make sure that he is made whole. We also were able to successfully get the clearance restored for FBI agent Marcus Allen. But what this program does, it was set up in 2012, and what it means to be on the Quad S program. So what does that Quad S, why does it exist? So it's part of Quiet Skies. First, Quiet Skies. Here is the purpose of the program. Now, understand, this is how the purpose of the program and how they labeled our colleague, a former member of Congress, a current member of our armed forces, a veteran of combat, and again, a former presidential candidate, someone who's very outspoken and very public, so not really hiding what they are doing. The purpose of the Quiet Skies program is to mitigate the threat to commercial aviation posed by unknown or partially known terrorists. And then when you get labeled on this program, Will, they send up to 3 TSA agents to be with you on the flight.
That's right.
So it's pretty obvious after a couple of flights that you're surrounded by security.
That's right. So not only do you get the enhanced screening, there are 3 air marshals that are following this subject, in this case, Tulsi Gabbard, on every leg of every flight they take. So if you have a layover, a different team would join you at the other airport and then accompany you to the next destination. It includes multiple dog canine squads that are trained in explosive detection. And it also entails a supervisor from TSA that's plainclothes as well, observing this as they watch you go through this process. And this, once again, this Obama-Biden-era program, Quiet Skies, has been expanded according to reporting. You mentioned what the purpose is, and they also say that they use it to identify and provide enhanced screening to high-risk travelers before they board aircraft based on analysis of terrorist travel trends, tradecraft, and associations.
You know, folks, this is the worst of the worst of the deep state. And this time it hits home because it's one of our colleagues, Tulsi Gabbard. Someone, again, because of your support of the American Center for Law and Justice, we were able to bring on our team as a special analyst for you on so many of these important both domestic foreign affairs and, of course, military topics and national security topics. And yet our government is treating her like a terrorist. Is it because she left the Democrat Party? Is it because she went on Fox News? Because she went on Fox News on June 23rd, and the first time she saw this designation and noticed the air marshals was on July 25th, 2 days later, the next time she boarded an aircraft. We need your support at the ACLJ because we are not just talking about it. Our colleague is now also our client at the American Center for Law and Justice. We've already prepared the FOIA, but multiple lawsuits are coming, not just for Tulsi, by the way. Her husband ended up on the list. So think about that, folks. It's not just the people you see with public profiles. It could be you, too. So call. Support the work of the ACLJ. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org. Donate today, right now.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
All right, folks. Well, the deep state targeting Americans, this time one of our colleagues, Tulsi Gabbard, but not just Tulsi. Her husband as well. Tulsi will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast, but I first wanted to bring on our friends at Empower Oversight, Tristan Levitt, who we worked on with those FBI whistleblowers. As you know, we've been successful with FBI agent Marcus Allen getting his security clearance restored, still working on the situation with FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle. Tristan, I wanted to go to you first, even before we had Tulsi on, because just to kind of go through the process here of how Empower Oversight was notified as well and got in touch. I mean, Tulsi started realizing what was happening to her, and then whistleblowers came out and reached out to Empower Oversight.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a group called the Air Marshal National Council, and the president of that, Dave Londo, their executive director, Sonia Labosco, they've been very active in law enforcement circles and trying to highlight abuses, broadly in the federal law enforcement community, but particularly within the air marshals. And, they have been at that work for quite some time. So Sonia and I have been in touch on other cases. And so she first reached out and said, hey, we've got some real, we've got some whistleblowers here who are really afraid. And so that's how I first started getting in touch with, most recently, some of these individuals. Empower had also done some work a couple of years ago before I joined, while I was still working in the executive branch. But my partner, Jason Foster, had worked with an earlier federal air marshal who had also had some similar monitoring of his own spouse and had been working to try and get that resolved. And so there's a long history on this issue, and we're happy to join these whistleblowers in trying to ensure that they are protected for making these disclosures that are absolutely indicative of gross waste in the TSA, not to mention an abuse of authority when it becomes really clear that Tulsi Gabbard is not an aviation security threat.
You know, I mean, Tulsi is not only a former member of Congress, she is currently in the military. She's a Iraq war veteran. But continues her military service. The military's got no issues with her security, obviously. I mean, even saying that's ridiculous, but just to say it. But Tristan, the idea that if they will do this to someone like Tulsi Gabbard, who ultimately is pretty risky for them because, one, she's in the military. She's going to recognize she travels a lot, that there's people around that aren't usually around. She sees this the Quad S designation on her ticket. It wasn't just like one random time that takes extra time. And I want to tell people that can happen. And if it happens to you once, twice over a few years, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about if you got every time you fly, you've got a Quad S designation, make sure to contact us at aclj.org/help. But you would think, Tristan, that if you're going to go after Tulsi Gabbard, you're risking really making this whole program public. And it's a program that we know now, after research by Matt Taibbi and others, I'm sure Empower Oversight, has had this program has had no success in stopping or preventing any terror attacks or crimes on flights.
Right. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General specifically found that in a 2020 report. They reviewed 4 years worth of data, reviewed all the instances where Quiet Skies was used, and there were zero aviation security threats that were prevented there. So, what's unique about this Quiet Skies program is that it is somewhat arbitrary in a sense. There are these rules or this like algorithm that it relies on, but someone can also just, you give a sideways glance to someone in TSA, they can add you to it. And so again, it's come under a lot of scrutiny in the past. In 2018, the Boston Globe did a series on Quiet Skies, highlighting that again, everyday Americans could be flagged here. And this is not what the Federal Air Marshal Service was created for. So I think it presents a civil liberties hazard for anybody that comes under this threat assessment, where they're monitoring and surveilling. But in Tulsi Gabbard's case, it's uniquely crazy because, again, this wasn't just one or two times. At least 8 different flights whistleblowers have identified. And, again, they can see historically what happens with Quiet Skies is someone will be monitored for a couple of flights. And then after that, again, when they can see that they don't pose a threat, they stop and that surveillance will end. In this case, they have continued to do it flight after flight. And there are so many resources that go into putting 3 air marshals on a flight, on each leg of a flight, right? You stop at one airport, you have a layover, you go, there's 3 different people, the hotels, all the travel, all the things that need to be done to have that many air marshals, on top of all the resources in airports. So in each airport, she's been confronted by 2 canine teams, all these different things. This is just such a waste of resources for the TSA at a time when you see other agencies like the Secret Service claiming they don't have enough resources even to do their basic job. So it really is outrageous.
Secret Service can't protect presidential candidates significantly with the amount of resources they need, but putting Tulsi Gabbard through an extra 45 minutes of security that she's got to prepare for every time she goes to the airport, and somehow, and Tristan, I think the fact that her husband was also added to the list, I wanted you to talk about that too to our listeners, because I want to remind them, while she is very high profile, and I think that's great because it's going to bring a lot of attention to this program, which appears to be completely unnecessary the way it has worked, right? Well, the way it's been working for years, is that her husband is not a public figure. And that if it can happen to him, it can happen certainly to anybody who's watching our broadcast right now, because most of those folks are activists. They are people who get involved in the local, state, and national politics. So if it can happen to Tulsi's husband, it could happen to them.
That's right. And the two big questions the TSA is going to need to answer, of course, one, after Tulsi and her husband were on there for a couple of flights, why they didn't discontinue. That's their typical protocol. The other one is, how did she even get added to this list? And as you say, with her husband, what we understand of Quiet Skies is it is almost always just everyday Americans that somehow something about their travel triggers a rule or something. But again, what we're hearing from whistleblowers inside the agency is also someone can add you for whatever reason. So have people been added just because of their political opinions? Have they been added for speaking up about those? That's very unclear, but it's very disconcerting. We've seen a similar thing in the FBI, right, where some of our mutual clients have been targeted for their political views. And in other cases, people were asked about their political support of candidates. They were asked about whether or not, how they felt about the COVID-19 vaccine. So if TSA is expanding and is just arbitrarily adding people, or worse, adding them because of their political views, that's crazy. That could be anybody that is under their threat surveillance. That's like 1984 stuff. And so the TSA definitely needs to answer how it is that she was added to this program. And then again, once she was added to it, why it is that it's continued on so long. We don't know as of today whether she continues to be having that. She can speak to when she plans to travel next, when she joins you next, but we don't know at this moment whether she's even been removed from the program yet.
Tristan, it's important to work with your organization because this isn't a brand new issue to you. You've been, as you mentioned, representing a federal air marshal who has had issues with this program in the past. But I want to point everyone's attention to a letter that you sent just the other day to the Inspector General, that now it appears the TSA has opened a leak probe into how these whistleblowers got this information out. So once again, what you're concerned about at your organization primarily is when the government gets caught, they try to go out and have retribution against these whistleblowers. What's your take on that, and what are you asking the Inspector General to do?
Well, obviously, it's the exact opposite of what should happen. If some courageous, patriotic individual within a federal organization blows the whistle and draws attention to a problem, the agency's focus should be on how can we fix this problem? How did this problem happen? Not on let's shoot the messenger. And that's exactly what's happening here. So opening this leak probe is improper. You know, this information, this precise type of situation has already been addressed by the Supreme Court, because about 20 years ago, another individual named Bob McLean, a federal air marshal, he blew the whistle on TSA taking air marshals off of flights after 9/11, certain ones that were high risk. And the Supreme Court ruled that even though TSA wanted to put regulations in place to say that this was sensitive security information and therefore he couldn't share it, those internal agency regulations did not trump the Whistleblower Protection Act, those laws that Congress set in place to protect exactly situations like this. So for the TSA to do this, they're going into exactly the same trap as before, where people have been motivated. Again, this is a gross waste of funds. This is an abuse of authority. We are actually now, we have signed up to represent some of the whistleblowers that have been involved on specifically blowing the whistle that Tulsi Gabbard was a target of this. And so the TSA needs to stop. We've asked the Inspector General, and they have a whistleblower ombudsperson. So we've asked both of them to meet with us immediately so that we can be able to identify, here's what TSA is doing. Here's where, you know, that's fine if they, under other circumstances, when there's a leak of information that's sensitive, they need to look at that. But in this situation, it's clearly a protected whistleblower disclosure. And so we will work with the IG and, if necessary, with the Office of Special Counsel, the other agencies that are put in place to help investigate retaliation, to make sure that these whistleblowers are protected.
And Tristan, we look forward to working with you. I continue to work with you now that we've been working on those FBI whistleblowers and that, of course, getting them cleared so they can restart their lives. We'll be working with you on this and Empower Oversight. It's empoweroversight.org. Tristan, I appreciate you coming on to explain that part of it. Tulsi Gabbard coming on next live to join us on the broadcast. And folks, again, the left is weaponizing the federal government to target us. And now the Biden-Harris TSA has been monitoring and following our own Tulsi Gabbard, placing her on its Quiet Skies terror watch list. Your ACLJ has never been more needed nor more committed to fighting the radical left's weaponization of the government against you. It's why our Life and Liberty Drive has been extended. Please have your gift doubled through our Life and Liberty Drive at ACLJ.org. We're going all in on this on behalf of our colleague Tulsi Gabbard to defend her rights and, of course, to do whatever we've got to do working with Tristan's organization to protect those whistleblowers as well. So go to ACLJ.org right now. Make that donation. Double the impact of it through our Life and Liberty Drive. Right back with Tulsi.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
All right, folks, welcome back to Secular. So you've heard the news. And by the way, we'll take your calls second half hour of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. Our colleague Tulsi Gabbard is joining us now. So you heard the news. We walked through with Tristan Levitt on how this kind of came to their attention through whistleblowers. But Tulsi, I want to go directly to you. You know that you were on, you're kind of thinking back and you're like, okay, I know I did a Fox News interview on July 23rd, and the next time I took a flight was a couple days later, and I had that Quad S designation, which randomly sometimes is put on any of our tickets. And if it's random once in a while, that's no big deal. That was supposed to be how it worked. But then you noticed it kept happening and happening and happening. And so you realize this is something bigger. And then we've had whistleblowers come out saying that you've been put on, you know, the quiet skies list. And let me just read that out for people, what the purpose of that list is for: to mitigate the threat to commercial aviation posed by unknown or partially known terrorists. So, I mean, Tulsi, just your reaction when you found out that you were on that list. You are someone who has served the country both in Congress as a presidential candidate and currently in our armed forces.
You know, the closest word that I could think of that can begin to describe what I felt and what I feel in learning that actually, according to these whistleblowers, that I am on this quiet skies list, that my own government, my president, my commander in chief is targeting me as a potential domestic terrorist. The closest word that comes to mind is a complete sense of betrayal. And it's betrayal because I, like so many Americans, enlisted because of the Islamist terrorist attacks on 9/11, enlisted to serve in our country's military, to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people, to go after and defeat and destroy those Islamist terrorists who continue to pose the greatest short and long-term threat to us, to our security, and to our freedom. And so now, after serving over 21 years and continuing to serve in our nation's military, my own government has labeled and is targeting me directly now as a domestic terrorist, as they are many others. I'm not alone in this. Of course, this list is not being made public, but we can look to what the Biden-Harris administration has done in multiple cases of how they have there have been leaked conversations, leaked files, leaked documents, and even statements they've made in public saying that this threat of domestic terrorism and extremism is so great, and often very likely it is those in the military or military veterans who are these potential threats here at home. It is more than a slap in the face. It's more than a punch in the gut. It is a complete betrayal coming from our own government that they are using our taxpayer dollars, our resources. They're using people like the air marshals as weapons and pawns to target their political opponents. And that's really what this is all about. As a person, I feel, you know, not only for myself, but for my brothers and sisters in uniform, for those who have literally put their lives on the line to go after and defeat those terrorists who attacked us on 9/11, those who continue to pose a threat to us today, and all of that, to have our own government come and point and set their sights on us and set their targets on us, saying that, no, actually, we are the domestic terrorists. Why? Of course, there's no explanation given, which is why we are taking legal recourse, why I'm so grateful for these whistleblowers and having the courage to stand up and present the evidence and proof. Because, you know, these secret lists, there are many of them. Quiet Skies is one of them. There are others that have occurred ever since 9/11 with the Patriot Act, weaponizing these institutions against Americans. All of these secret lists, there's no recourse. There's no way to know truly if you're on the list, how to get off the list, why you're on the list, why my own government is seeing me as a domestic terrorist. I can't tell you why, but I can make some assumptions based on the record of this administration that this is yet another tool they are using against their political opponents. Yep. Obviously, I've been very outspoken about the dangers of the Biden-Harris administration to our democracy and to our freedom and to our national security. And this is what happens as a result. Yeah,
using your First Amendment rights to speak about your government is certainly not a reason to be labeled as a potential terrorist threat to our country. And of course, you know, I think what happened here, Tulsi, sometimes is actually, it's not a good thing for you, but I think for the country, because of your profile, this could be a good thing for all Americans because, you know, you're already a colleague of ours at ACLJ. We do this kind of work. We're going to be representing you. We've already got the FOIA going there. We're going to take other legal action. Lawsuits are coming. But then you're also, by you taking a stand and your public stand, along with those whistleblowers that we've worked with before and defended their rights and protections, we're able to expose this program to the American people. And your willingness to come and speak out about it. But I also want you to tell people, your husband ended up on this as well, and he is not someone who is outspoken like you or is out in the political world every day.
No, and again, this just points to the insanity of what this government is doing. My husband is a cinematographer. He makes films and commercials and music videos. He supports me in what I do, and I'm so grateful for it. But he is not at all involved in any kind of political discourse or debate, either in person or online. And so for him to be receiving the very same treatment that I have been receiving with this continual quad S is what they called it. You show the image of the boarding pass, the SSSS mark. He was just on a flight a couple of days ago and still has that showing up on his boarding pass. And so for people who don't know what that means, it means that you cannot check in online. You have to get your board, whether you have check-in luggage or not, you've got to get your boarding pass from the ticketing agent. They will hand you the boarding pass. If you have TSA pre-check, that goes out the window. You go through the regular TSA line. Once you get there, you got to wait for a supervisor to come and show up. Can take a little while, as we've experienced. They have to shut down an entire lane, an entire screening lane through the TSA checkpoint just to screen you individually because it takes so long. They will check all of your electronics. They will empty every single article, your toothbrush, your underwear, your clothing, your books, your, you know, battery charger, every single article from your carry-on luggage and screen and swipe every single piece of it. So it takes 30 to 45 minutes. And then once they give you the all clear, then you go and you board your flight. And sometimes you may get additional screening at the gate before you're allowed to walk onto the plane. So this is not only happening to me, it has happened to me. It's continuing to happen to my husband. And it happens to a lot of other people. I heard from a TSA employee through one of these experiences, and I'm not going to out them at all, but they could not make sense of the fact that how someone in the military could be getting this screening. And also how they had seen how Trump supporters who previously were not in that Quad S designation now were continuously marked with Quad S on their boarding pass. So through our legal action, I'm grateful to ACLJ and you and Jay and your whole team that's come together to fight for our First Amendment rights in this country so that we can shut down these constitutional actions and take it all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to.
Absolutely. And Tulsi, we're proud to be colleagues of yours and to fight with you at ACLJ. And again, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, this involves so much, but it's exposing a program that has not yet led to any arrest or any kind of prevention of any terror attacks in the country since it started. Tulsi, I know there's going to be a lot more to talk to you about as this goes on. Appreciate you joining us today to talk about it. Support the work of the ACLJ folks. This is a multi-pronged legal effort with whistleblowers representing Tulsi, her husband, with FOIAs, with lawsuits. Go to ACLJ.org. Donate today. Let's protect our rights.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Yes, we are still live. And yes, I am not Jordan Seculo. We just switched at the half hour mark. We got a lot going on. We got young kids. Stuff happens. So we want to take your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You just heard from Tulsi Gabbard. And if not, you should rewind and watch that after the show because it was a fascinating interview, Will, on really what's happening, not just to her, but to a lot of people probably around the world, around the country.
That's right. And as we've been talking about this Quiet Skies program, which I'll read from this bulletin again because I don't think we can say it enough, that this is the list that our colleague Tulsi Gabbard was placed on by the Transportation Security Administration, which is under the DHS. So more great work from Alejandro Mayorkas and those under his purview. But the purpose of Quiet Skies program is to mitigate the threat of commercial aviation posed by unknown or partially known terrorists. This is the list that Tulsi Gabbard, who serves in the military, who many times isn't on this broadcast because she's on active duty. And she was a former member of Congress. She was a former presidential candidate. And the TSA, under the Biden-Harris administration, using a Obama-Biden-era program, the Quiet Skies program, has decided to label her as a unknown or partially known terrorist for the purposes of mitigating a commercial aviation threat. That's what we're talking about here. Someone our audience loves to hear from because she speaks truth to power, because she writes a book saying, for the love of country, leave the Democrat Party behind. All of a sudden, yeah. She's placed, not, this wasn't years ago.
Yeah.
This was July 25th was her first flight where this happened, just a few weeks back.
Yeah, and we're taking immediate action, and we're able to do that because of people like you who support the work of the ACLJ. And if you have a call or question about this, I'd love to hear from you or anything that's going on news. We're going to be joined by Rick Grinnell next. We're also going to be talking about sort of the maybe the botch that's going on in the announcement of vice presidential candidate Walz. So we're going to talk about that coming up, your initial thoughts on that, so maybe some of his military issues, some of his issues with some of the rhetoric he's using, and of course some of his history that's coming out as just one of the most extreme left, especially in terms of life, candidates we've ever seen. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. But now is the time that we need you guys to mobilize. We've seen the TSA and what they've been doing to Tulsi Gabbard, and that means they could be doing that to you. And that's why you need to support the work of the ACLJ right now. Your ACLJ has never been more needed to really fight what's happening in the government. I mean, you're seeing the double down, as Will said, against people who are current active military, very public figures on this broadcast, on, you know, every sort of mainstream, not mainstream, but even maybe, I guess, non-mainstream press, whether that's Fox News, whether that's Joe Rogan. And you see these people who are military heroes, if you will, put on these lists and being watched. And you know, if it's happening to her, it's happening to a lot of people. We are preparing a FOIA request right now as our first legal step, in this really overstep in targeting our friend Tulsi Gabbard. We're taking on the deep state, 18 lawsuits also as well. You got to help keep us in the fight here, folks. Have your gift doubled at ACLJ.org. I encourage you right now, scan that QR code to help support. We can't support people like you, like Tulsi, without your support right now. Just go to ACLJ.org. Phone lines are jammed right now at 1-800-684-3110, but they'll continue to open up too. Just open up. So give us a call right now.
And one thing, you talked about the media. This should be one of the number one stories in America. But if you just Google News, Tulsi Gabbard, the latest article is from May 30th of this year, where it's talking about that she would be honored to be Trump's running mate. Yeah. Nowhere on Google News have a mainstream source covered. If it weren't for Uncovered DC, an independent journalism site, and Racket News with Matt Taibbi, yeah, also independent journalism, we wouldn't even be hearing about this. But it takes brave voices to speak the truth in times like this when the media will cover it up.
That's right. Be a part of that conversation right now. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Rick Grinnell joining us in the next segment, as well as continue to support the work at ACLJ.org. If you're watching right now, a QR code will pop up on your screen. I'll watch. Here it is. Do it right now. Scan that QR code. Support today. All donations are doubled during this August life.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are joined by Rick Grinnell live. Will Haynes is with me. This is Logan Seculo. In studio today, said, swapped with Jordan. Jordan will be joining us, I believe, for the last segment of the broadcast. You know, stuff comes up. And they said, Logan, come in. I said, all right, well, we got Rick, and I want to talk to Rick about this because, obviously, the pick came in for Kamala Harris, who was going to be your vice president, residential running mate, if you will. And the spin is, you know, I saw it immediately. The first thing, because I was not that familiar with this guy, to be honest. I wasn't familiar with Walz other than just in the last week or so, people started talking about him. And the first thing I see is that, you know, he's a moderate. He is the NRA at one point said this guy was great. You know, those were the initial things that start showing up on my feed. And then, of course, you do a little deep dive. You don't even have to go that deep. You just do a little bit of work. And you hear some of the quotes and the statements he said. This is a guy who is really kind of gotten under my skin as beyond radical and saying some really absurd things.
Yeah, look, we've got his own words. And some of those words are outright lies. I think the long-term lies about his military career is what's really leading the news right now. People see that for many, many years, he is on video talking about serving in war zones and picking up weapons of war when that's not true. He literally didn't do these things. And so he's outright lied about his bio, and we're finding out some other things about his bio that are very concerning. And I think that the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz campaign are going to have to come clean and answer these questions. Why did he lie about these things for so many years? It wasn't just a one-time thing, like CNN was trying to say, oh, he was a little sloppy on his descriptions of his military service. But that's not true, because he's done it for years and in lots of different settings.
CNN is saying, and I watched the clip from CNN, if they're saying, you know, he definitely wasn't fully truthful about this. And look, I'm not calling into question people's service to the country. He clearly served for a number of years, but he inferred certainly that he was in war. And from what has been uncovered, that doesn't seem to be accurate. And when CNN is saying, yeah, that doesn't seem accurate, we know what that actually means, and that means that you are going to kind of uncover a large history of this. And for my friends who are in the military, I know that like there's maybe a few things that get under their skin, and that is one of them. That is one of the biggest ones, which is you're kind of making big, bold claims that you cannot back up in terms of your military service. One thing also is people talk about his connection, like I said, with guns and with the NRA, and then, of course, with life, and what does it look like in terms of his stance on abortion, and how does that look? And we have a clip, actually. I want to make sure that people understand what we're talking about here. We're not talking about somebody who the media is portraying as this, like, grandfatherly, I guess fatherly, but a grandfatherly figure who is just sweet and kind. You listen to his own words and his own rhetoric for the issues that matter the most and the ones that are most sensitive. And, of course, this is what it sounds like. Take a listen to this bite one.
My record is so pro-choice, Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down. I stand with Planned Parenthood, and we won!
I mean, that does not sound like your kind grandpa. That just sounds like a raving lunatic, to be honest. Like, I don't mean, and I mean that honestly. Who is going out there making these kind of statements? Who is screaming, my record is so pro-choice, Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down? Funny joke, but for those who, I don't know, have a bit of sensitivity to the issue, not even those that are 100% pro-life, just people who, I don't know, just think it's still sad.
Don't want to celebrate
it. Right. It's absurd. And then, of course, you double down with that, Will, on the military service questions. And I'm sure, as someone who we're not all that familiar with, more is going to come out.
Well, and this is my question for Rick, because there was a poll that came out that said basically 70% or 71% of those polled did not know him. So name recognition, extremely low. A lot of times that's not what you want for a vice presidential candidate, but maybe this, so they can mold him into who they wanted him to be, was what they were going for. But really, is this a problem when you bow down to the Hamas caucus of your party? Because everyone thought it was going to be Governor Shapiro. It would help in Pennsylvania, one of the most pivotal states in this election. But then when they get the pushback simply because he's Jewish, and they do a switcheroo at the end and do this, so no proper vetting, is this really what happens? You find out you've picked a candidate that has a lot more skeletons than you were expecting?
Look, I don't feel like they vetted him. I think that they made a really hasty decision, because we are now seeing videos where Tim Walz is literally saying that Ilhan Omar is a person that gets him really excited about politics. We're seeing videos where Kamala Harris is saying, you got to go woke, you got to go really woke, and when you have the choice, always be the wokest. So when you combine all of the far left radical San Francisco ideas from Kamala Harris, and then you see these clips of Tim Walz literally saying, I'm so pro-choice that Nancy Pelosi thinks that I should tone it down. And then you see him with clips lying about his service, and you see clips of him complimenting Ilhan Omar. I think people realize that this is the most far-left ticket that we've ever seen in American politics. And for somebody like Kamala Harris, it makes sense that she picked a really far-left person, because she's from San Francisco, and she thinks we just agree on things and we see the world the same way. The problem is, you see the world the same way in a very far-left radical way, and she didn't think about diversity on the ticket. She didn't think, you know, I'm such a far left radical, maybe I should go with a moderate. But she didn't think like that. And one of the reasons why is because the media in California have allowed her to just be crazy left without pushback. We literally have the Los Angeles Times and the San Francisco Chronicle and the Sacramento Bee all cheerleading DEI hires. They're not trying to put into context the problem of picking somebody because of irrelevant characteristics. And that's what we need to get back to. We need to have a media that scrutinizes. And right now, our media is out of control with celebrating this Kamala Harris appointment. They're just excited that they have a candidate that can walk up the stairs without falling. And so we got to give them a couple of weeks to calm down.
I think we need to actually hear the words. I think that's what's important in this. And look, it's a benefit somewhat that there are all these recordings and clips and everything. So here is Walz talking about his relationship with Ilhan Omar.
Something I'll never get tired of saying, I think all of you, Congresswoman Omar, wonderful. Doesn't that sound? When I'm having a tough day, or I'm out on about mile five of my run and I'm feeling kind of down and the world's pressing on me, I think Ilhan Omar's a congresswoman, and it just brightens you up. So thank you.
Okay. All right. It brightens up your day to just think about the fact that she is a congresswoman. Obviously, one of the most loud anti-Semitic voices that has ever probably been in politics in recent years. Definitely the most public about it. But that's what cheers you up. That's what gets you going during your day.
Look, I think we've got to take him at his word. He's telling us exactly who he is. He's very far left. And that's why Kamala chose him. And now people just have to understand, what kind of a world do they want to live in? Do we want a world that we're going even more far left woke? And we celebrate Ilhan Omar and we're radically, enthusiastically for some very concerning issues. He's showing us exactly who he is. And I think that we should believe him.
Thank you, Rick, so much for joining us today and getting your insight on this, because, well, it's a crazy time, but what I do like, the only kind of, and I think President Trump said this as well, because he's so public with these statements, it's very easy to just say, right. Yeah, here's the guy's record. Here's what he's saying. Here are his words, not out of context, not clipped out in 2 seconds form, not as a joke taken out of context, a lot of times what they do with President Trump. These is his real words, his real thoughts, whether that's on life, saying he's more pro-choice than Nancy Pelosi, and she asked if he would tone it down. Obviously, he was saying that sort of in jest, but as a brag.
Right.
Saying, I can't believe, no one is more pro-choice than me. No one's more Planned Parenthood than me.
Well, that's right. And the fact that he served 6 terms in Congress and 2 terms as a governor, there's a lot of rally speeches. There's a lot of pressers and things that you can get the sound from, even though his name recognition wasn't very high. Now there's a treasure trove for opposition research to go pull.
Under 100 days. So make sure when your friends say, oh, they picked a moderate, goofy dad, send him that clip. Send them that clip about life. Maybe they feel a little differently. Because I don't know. Even my most pro-choice friends don't sound like that. Give us a call right now. I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. It could be about walls. It could be about the current state of the election. It could be current state of the world. What's going on? We saw with the attempted terrorist attack at the Taylor Swift concert. Honestly, these are alarming things we need to always keep in track of. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Of course, we are in the middle of our August Life and Liberty Drive. All donations are matched. We couldn't do it without you. Go to aclj.org right now. Scan that QR code that you see on the screen if you're watching. If you're brand new to the broadcast on YouTube or Rumble, subscribe right now. It's a free way to really help support us here at the ACLJ. We'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org Pawn.com/champion.
Welcome back to Seculo. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's start off with one that's been holding for a long time and called in yesterday. We appreciate all the holding. Let's go to Sharon, who's calling in Pennsylvania, watching on Facebook. You are on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call right now. I am a champion giver, and I have been for a little while.
Thank you so much.
But, yeah, my question is, how are they going to keep our voting legal across the nation when I heard where Tim Walz made Minnesota, he gave like 14% of these illegal driver's licenses?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is true that there are states governed by very liberal Democrats. Usually it takes at the full state level, so governor, state legislatures, to pass those laws and get them signed that allow those who are undocumented or here illegally to obtain a state ID or state driver's license. So then you go to the question of, well, if you've got that, a lot of times that you register to vote at the same time you get a driver's license. So how do you, and by the way, some of these municipalities, I'm not sure about Minneapolis or St. Paul, do allow illegal immigrants to vote in some local elections and state elections. They don't allow them to, they're not allowed to vote in federal elections right now. But yes, our ballot security, the integrity of our elections is still a major issue. It has not yet been completely solved. It is certainly a top priority for conservatives and a lot of Republicans as an issue we have to watch out for because it gets a little goofy. Someone shows up with an official state driver's license with an address. I guess they get a real ID even. And even if they're not on the voter rolls, most states are going to at least let them vote conditionally. And then who's going to throw it out? I mean, because they might be on the voter rolls that say they can vote locally, but they can't vote nationally. That is the real problem, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when they passed that in 2023, in their press release praising the fact that he signed this legislation, they said that it would allow an estimated 81,000 undocumented immigrants in Minnesota to be able to obtain a driver's license.
And all that does is keep people who are here illegally constantly in the shadow. So they get a driver's license, but they have no citizenship. So are they paying taxes without citizenship, or they think they're citizens? It's very confusing because you get born into a family like that, and your parents have had driver's license and all these legal documents. How would you know if you're legal or not? I mean, like if your parents were legal or not? It's very bad long-term for, that's why we say it's a human rights violation really on these illegal immigrants because we're placing them here, but we kind of force them to be in the shadows or in the middle of the shadows.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on. Let's go to Sean, who's calling, watching on Rumble on line 3 in Florida. Sean's got an interesting comment, and we can play the clip actually that Sean's referring to. Sean, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good. Go ahead.
Very quickly, this is the first time I've ever called in. I've been watching your show for a moment. I felt today is the day to call in. Number one, I appreciate all the work you guys do. So my question is this. I'm sure you've been seeing that clip. I know it was recorded a while back, but that clip that's been going out recently from Jamie Raskin, that he's saying that, you know, even if the elections are won and all that come January, that they said that gets kicked back to Congress, I believe. And that they would have the power to say that he cannot take office in January. Is that legally possible? Is there a legal precedent? Is that true?
Well, let's take a listen first to the words of Jamie Raskin. It's a little long. This bite's about 52 seconds, so just stay with us. But I think you want to listen closely.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center.
What he has just said there is worse than what anybody, any words that were ever said by Donald Trump at that rally.
Yeah, on actual.
So where's his trial for insurrection? Is he going to be arrested? Is the FBI going to raid Raskin's home? Should be, right now. Because he just said that there's going to be a civil war, and that if Donald Trump wins the election, he will refuse to cede him as president. So I think J.B. Raskin, who thinks he's this great constitutional scholar, just stepped into it because the Supreme Court said, no one has actually held Donald Trump guilty of being involved in insurrection, so you can't just willy-nilly decide on your own that he has. And by the way, the language Raskin just used is the this ties to exactly what happened like Tulsi. This idea that we're spying on American heroes, you know, members of our armed forces, former members of Congress, in a program that has never stopped an act of terrorism or provided any additional security to Americans while traveling since its existence in 2012. This kind of language by Democrats is made to actually scare people from voting for Donald Trump. He is threatening civil war.
Yeah, it's pretty a terrifying comment.
I mean, he's doing exactly what they say that we do but don't. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's actually doing it.
Well, and that's what Rick always says is that...
So let's go threaten the court. Where's the FBI?
The left says you're doing something, they're probably the ones actually doing it.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and take one more call for the day. Let's go to Jeff quickly. Watch on ACLJ.org. Scott, sorry we weren't able to get to you today, but Jeff, you're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just want to very quickly say that, humanly speaking, the way we can stop all of this insanity from the radical left is to do exactly this. Vote for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in November of 2020, and keep up the work, good guys, and have a great day.
Yeah, Jeff's comment, we appreciate that comment calling in, but he also said that a lot of it was in light of what happened to Tulsi, that he was... leaning that way.
Yeah, well, this is what you got to do. You've got to have an executive branch that's on the side of the people. You got to have a Congress that's on the side of the people. And you got to have it for more than 4 years or 2 years where you've got an executive branch that can't work with Congress. So we have to have a wave election, because if you don't give them that kind of time to get these things done, you don't route this out in a day. And, of course, at the ACLJ, what we're doing right now, Logan, is we are protecting the rights of our colleague. And I hope by protecting the rights of a colleague like Tulsi Gabbard, who is so high profile in our country, that will protect the rights of our ACLJ supporters as well, because now the TSA knows we're on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive is happening right now. You can be a part of it, and I encourage you to do it. We only got a minute left in the broadcast today, so all I'm going to ask you to do, if you're brand new, subscribe or like or whatever it is, whatever platform you're watching on, if you are watching, if you're not, you should be. Watch us on ACLJ.org, but if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, hit that follow and subscribe. But if you do enjoy this broadcast or you feel moved to, you've heard this conversation with Tulsi Gabbard, you've heard it with Rick Grinnell, you know what the ACLJ is doing, what we're fighting up against right now, I'm going to encourage you, go to ACLJ.org. It's your donations through the month of August, and the Life and Liberty Drive are doubled and matched. You can do that today. At ACLJ.org. When you hear about the economy, the ups and downs, I know it can be a tough time, but know the fight has to continue and you need to help us be a part of it. The entire organization relies on individual donations, so you need to do it right now. Go to ACLJ.org, scan your QR code right now if you're watching, Jordan.
We are defending your rights. Again, your First Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment rights against search and seizure. Go to ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation right now. Tulsi's protecting your rights. ACLJ protecting your rights.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand. Or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.